Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org, and in this video, we're going to talk about self-help. Okay, let's talk about self-help. And I love this topic because I love self-help. And why do I love self-help? Why am I so passionate about it? I hope that I can transfer some of my passion about self-help to you, because I think that this is one of the most powerful ideas out there for improving the quality of your life, is self-help. I'm honestly so passionate about it because of the effect of it that I've seen on my own life. I mean, I've proved it to myself, and you kind of have to go through a process yourself to prove to yourself that self-help is something that can be really, really valuable to you and really, really transform your life in amazing ways. The reason that I love self-help is because to me, it is the ultimate way to improve life. And to me, it's very obvious that if I see a tool that I can use in order to improve my own life and to get everything that I want from life, get all the fulfillment that I want, the peace of mind, the financial success that I want, the relationship success that I want, the sex that I want, the body that I want, the fitness level that I want, the health that I want, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get that. Because to me, when I'm firing on all cylinders and I have all those elements in place in my life and they're all doing great, then I'm feeling awesome and I'm feeling like I'm living to my fullest potential and I'm excited and I'm happy and I'm calm. And I mean, what else do I want from life? That's really all I want, is I want to be fulfilled. I want to be content. I want to be calm. I want to be secure. And I want to be out there giving my gifts and doing the best that I can be doing and living the best kind of life that I could be living. And of course, to do that requires something more than what the average person does. The average person, I would say, goes through life and they do the things that society kind of makes apparent and makes easy and maybe even makes mandatory for you to do. What does that mean? That means you go to school. That means you go to college. That means you go and you get married after that. You get a job. And then you save up some money. And then you try to retire. And you try to live healthy and da-da-da-da and whatever. And then try to raise a family. And that's kind of how life flows. And along the way, you learn a lot of lessons. Because you can't go through that whole process and not learn stuff. But I think that the quality of life that the average person has in this country is still not nearly even 5% of what it could be. Not even 5% of what it could be. And so when I realized that, and I saw that there are books and seminars and ideas and tools and information out there that can make the difference between living a life that's 5% of my abilities and 99% of my abilities, then I'm like, wow, okay, I'm on board. I don't care what it takes. I'm going to study this stuff. This stuff is awesome. This stuff can potentially do that. There's stuff out there that can potentially transform my life so much that I can't even recognize where I came from. There's information out there that can completely revolutionize how I see the whole world, my model of reality, make me successful, make me good in relationships, make me good in areas of fitness and nutrition. Like, there's information out there that can do that. Like, wow, that's amazing. To me, that's amazing. Because I can easily imagine a universe or a world where that's not the case. I can easily imagine a universe where you're born, and then you grow up, and then you're stuck, and you can't change. And the conditions that you were raised in are the ones that are now going to be guiding your entire life. And that you can't do anything to improve your money situation. You just have as much money as you've always had. You can't do anything to improve your health. You just are the way that you were. You can't do anything to really change your relationships. Those are just going to go in the same way that they've been going and probably not very good in a dysfunctional sort of way. And you can't really recreate your career into a really thriving career either. You're just kind of stuck at that original job that you got. To me, that's like, damn, I could easily imagine a universe that was like that. And in fact, most people in the world live their lives as though the world worked this way, as though this was reality. They feel stuck in one or more of these areas. And I was like that too. And I still am that way in certain respects in areas of my life. Not in any big areas. I mean, I've studied this stuff so much. I've processed so much self-help material that it's basically impossible for me to now go back and to play the victim in any major area of life. But I still find myself playing a minor victim in little parts of life. But even that, I intend to basically burn out of my system through self-help. So this is ultimately why self-help is so cool. Because everything that you want from your life, whether it's more money, more women, more men, better relationships, a marriage, happiness, success, fulfillment, fame, recognition, more knowledge, more peace of mind, less stress, more health, all of that is yours for the having. It's all yours for the taking. You can take it. You can have it. But you are going to have to do some work. And that work is going to be called self-help. Self-help is really a movement that started and really started to thrive in the last 50 years that really took off and has been popularized by a lot of big name self-help gurus out there, people like Tony Robbins and Jim Rohn and Brian Tracy and Zig Ziglar and just all the other big name people out there who are offering advice to ordinary folk on how to live their lives, right? Even someone like Oprah Winfrey, I mean, what is she doing? She's doing self-help. She's showing you how to improve your life in all these different ways. And on the surface, it can seem like self-help, oh, that's so corny, that's so silly, so stupid. That is one of the worst mindsets that you can have. Because if you think that self-help is silly, or somehow it's just blown up by the media, or somehow it's just positive thinking, and that all self-help is just positive thinking, and that it's just overblown through advertising, and that it doesn't actually work, you can't actually transform your entire life. Like, those are just rare examples of freak accidents. You can't actually lose a lot of weight. You can't actually earn millions of dollars. You can't actually start an amazing business. You can't actually create an awesome family. You can't actually change how your relationships work. Wow. If you think that, if that's true for you, then you are so, so, so stuck. And what's even worse is that not only are you stuck, but you've taken one of the only tools that are out there, self-help, you've taken this tool and you've basically thrown it aside and you've discounted it, which is, wow. To me, that's like, I feel very sorry for you because you have thrown away so much. You basically, what you've done is you've thrown away literally your entire life. You've thrown away all of your potential in life when you hold that mindset. So that's a really dangerous one. Watch out. What I love about self-help is that there are books out there. There are information products out there. There are CDs, there are seminars, there are videos, there are YouTube videos, there are websites, there are blogs, there are magazines, there are mentors, there are people that can help you to figure all this stuff out. It's out there, and most of it is relatively inexpensive. I mean, there could be expenses with self-help. Some of these CD products are expensive. Sometimes you gotta spend some money on books. I mean, I've literally spent thousands of dollars on books. Thousands of dollars on books. Seminars, trainings, video products, I've spent thousands of dollars on that. Because to me, it's worth it. I don't know what else I could be pouring my money into in life that's more valuable than this. Because here's how I think about it, is that if I read a bunch of books and I go to a bunch of seminars and I talk with a bunch of successful people, that I'm gonna get the wisdom that I need. And once I know and I have the beliefs and the mindsets and the tools and the techniques that I know that I need, then I can create any kind of life that I want. And to me, that's like, wow, this is the foundation of it all. And sometimes you can get discouraged because you read a book, you go to a seminar, and it doesn't quite click for you. It doesn't quite give you the promised result. A lot of times this stuff is a little bit overhyped, a little bit over-advertised. But that's just in the short run, not in the long run. What I find with self-help is that this is something you have to kind of become a hobbyist in. Become a self-help junkie. That's what I did. I mean, I love doing this stuff. I love reading. I love reading about self-help even if I don't get paid for it, even if it's not part of my job. I mean, I started off and started studying self-help for years before I really made it a profession of it. And I don't think people necessarily need to make a profession of it. You can just read self-help and get a lot of amazing nuggets to just help you out in the everyday things that you're doing in your life. The business that you're running, the family that you've got, the relationship that you're in, the health routine that you're trying to get established, whatever. You don't have to become a self-help guru to start to get some of the benefits of this stuff, but you do have to start to build up a foundation. And part of the trick with beginning self-help is that you have to work a little bit at the beginning to start to build up a foundation. Because what people tend to do is instead of building a foundation, they just try to go and solve a problem. And they think that, well, I've got this one thorny problem. If I could just fix that one problem that I've got, for example, if I could just make my marriage run smoother, then that's it. I don't need this self-help stuff. It's stupid. I want a technique that'll help me fix my marriage, or a technique that'll help me attract that girl in class that I really like, or a technique that will help me just overcome this problem that I'm having with my business partner. Just my business partner, we're not getting along. Something there is going bad. Or my money situation. I just don't have enough money. If I could just pay my bill tonight, if I could just pay the bill by the end of this month, then I'm going to be happy. Well, that is a short-minded way to look at your life and a short-minded way to look at self-help. I mean, maybe you can get a technique or a tip here or there that will help you with that stuff, but it's not going to create that awesome foundation for creating an extraordinary life. To do that, I find that you need to become a little bit more of a student. Not just a technique seeker, but a student. Start to read multiple books. Start to buy into the idea that wisdom and knowledge is valuable and important in the long run. Because the knowledge and wisdom that you accumulate right now, even from this one video that I'm throwing at you here, that you're watching, that's going to be knowledge that's going to stick around for the rest of your life. And 20 years from now, you might remember this video, and this video might get you to go out there and buy an extra self-help book, or it might get you to go out there and go see a seminar with somebody like Tony Robbins, or go and maybe hire a coach, or maybe just go and, you know, have a mentor who will mentor you for free. Find a mentor. There are many mentors out there in the world. Or it'll just get you to already pick up that book that's already on your bookshelf without having to buy anything. Just pick up the book that's already there and read it one more time. Study it. Take some notes on it. Maybe refresh your memory. Right? That's going to be the power. That's the power of knowledge, is that it keeps coming back and paying dividends year after year after year after year after year. It's amazing. Because the investment you make right now of reading a book, sure, it's a little bit painful. You'd rather go and party with friends or watch some television. That's more convenient. I understand. I do that too. But the investment you make, for example, in reading a book, that investment will stick around for the rest of your life. And what happens is that when you make a series of these investments, if you just read one book, I mean, that'll be nice. But what happens is that when you start to read many books, start to attend several seminars, and you start to really get involved with self-help, really studying this stuff, then it like builds and builds and builds. And after a while, it's almost like if you were managing a portfolio of stocks. You know, if you just have $10,000 worth of stock, that's not really a lot. It's not going to do much for you. But when you get, for example, $10 million worth of stock, then just the dividend payments every quarter on that $10 million is going to be enough to basically live off of, and you can quit your day job. I mean, that's kind of like what it is with self-help, is that you start to build up and build up and build up, and after a while, it reaches a critical mass. It reaches this critical mass where you start to see dividends paying out disproportionate to the amount of investment that you've made all along the way. And then you see that it's going to keep paying out more and more and more. And it's like, oh my God, this is too good to be true. I can't believe that this is actually possible in our universe. It's literally too good to be true. But it does take that initial building up of that critical mass. And so that means that the first year or two of self-help might be a little bit slow for you, but you have to trust that this wisdom will start to kick in. And that right now, if you're reading a book and you're kind of slipping up and you're not getting the results you want, or maybe you watch some of my videos and you follow along with my videos and you're like saying to yourself, yes, these videos are awesome, but then I go out and I try some of this positive thinking stuff, or I try some affirmations, or I do some technique here, and it doesn't really seem to change my life too much. Yes, that can be the case. But that's only because you've been doing it for a very short period of time. If you study this stuff and you actually practice it and you kind of stick with it for a couple of years, you're going to start to see that there's really something here, and you're going to start to build up something extremely powerful. You're going to create that foundation of success for you from which everything else can be rising out of. You're literally going to create a foundation for the skyscraper that's going to be your whole life. And every aspect of your life can become extraordinary because you're going to have the wisdom and the know-how and the self-control that you need to help yourself out of any problem and any situation that you've got in life. It's really quite amazing. So this is where I'm going to wrap it up. In short, what I'm going to say is that actual ways to do self-help. Let's summarize. 1, reading books. 2, attending seminars. 3, buying and listening to products, video and audio products. I can't recommend them enough. They're amazing. 4, studying. Actually taking time throughout your day to sit down and not just read this stuff or go to a seminar, but then actually study it, process it, review your notes, take notes. Okay, what's next? How about introspection? Actually sitting down and thinking about this stuff, maybe in the shower or while you're on your way to work, or actually dedicating a block of time, like a half an hour, to sit and introspect about this stuff. I can't even articulate the benefits that that will have for you if you just make a habit of that. How about journaling? Journaling is really, really powerful as a self-help technique. Meditation. Meditation is also an extremely simple, but very, very, very powerful habit to build, and it's one of the most effective ways of doing self-help. Coaching. Coaching is also great. I am a life coach. I pitch my own services, of course. If you want, you can use me, but go ahead and use any other coach you want. Doesn't really matter. Coaching can be a really, really powerful way to break through some sort of block that's holding you back. So whether it's a money problem that you've got, or you've got some really serious problem with your relationship that's about to crumble, or you can't hold together your current career, or the career that you've got going for you isn't what you really want to be doing, coaching can be really good for tackling one of those issues and helping you bust through it so that it's never going to be another issue for you in your whole life. So that can pay big dividends, even though coaching can be a little bit pricey because it's done person to person, one-on-one. So there's all that. And then, of course, you have to actually go out and take action, pushing your comfort zone. The bottom line of how you do self-help is that you push your comfort zone in any area of life that you want to get better at. When you push your comfort zone, there's going to be payoff from that, mental payoff. There's going to be learning. Learning is going to be happening. Wisdom is going to be created. So not only do you have to study this stuff, but then you have to actually go out there and apply it. You have to practice it and really start pushing your comfort zone, going in and leaning into your fear. Whatever it is that you fear, start doing those things. The more you do those, the more lessons you learn, the more self-developed you become, and the better able to help yourself in the future. Because when the new problem comes up, and a lot of times life is all about just problems recurring and recurring and recurring, it's really nice to be able to solve that problem once and for all by yourself, and then to be able to help yourself through all the same problems that will be coming up for you. Because what you're going to notice when you're doing a lot of self-help is that there are some very common threads between all the problems in life, and that actually when you get to the very core of them and you break them down at their root and you really understand them and solve them at their root, then it's like a cascade effect. All of a sudden, so many different seemingly unrelated parts of your life and problems in your life become automatically solved because you've really solved them at the root. You've identified the root of the problem. All right, this is Leo. I'm signing off. Please post me your comments down below. Like this and share this with a friend if you would. Throw it up on Facebook. Get some other people to see this stuff. Get people more involved with self-help. And then, of course, come check out actualize.org, where we are all about self-help. Sign up to our free newsletter there, where I release self-help videos for you every week. You get videos, you get articles, they're all for free, and I'm going to have more amazing stuff coming out for you, all sorts of goodies, so you don't want to miss out on that. And really, all the videos that I'm shooting are telling you how to do self-help. This is the best of the best self-help that I've discovered in the last 5 years from all the literally thousands of dollars worth of material that I've studied and also personally applied in my life and have helped my own clients apply. And I'm bringing the gold nuggets to you guys. So if you really want to short track yourself to success, then watching these videos, wow, that can save you a lot of time, getting you a lot of wisdom really, really fast, very efficiently, because I don't like to bullshit in these videos. I like to keep things really cut and dry and like clear and straight to the point. All right, so sign up there. You also get a free exclusive video series, 19-part video series on how to bust your top limiting beliefs. And also, you get a chance to win 2 hours of free coaching from myself by signing up, which I give away every month to one of my subscribers.